Robert Zemeckis. Let's not act like Robert Zemeckis can't make a movie. In addition to handing my college diploma from film school and winning an Oscar for Forrest Gump, he has just really loves making movies with visual effects. His best movie is Back to the Future, Who Framed Roger Rabbit. He's really had a good time using effects in some of his sort of movies that went off the rails a little bit in recent years, like Flight, which was a good Denzel Washington movie. The best scene was the crashing of the plane in this movie, The Walk, which if you've seen the documentary Man on Wire, which won an Oscar, then you know that the film's subject, Philip Petit, who walked across the World Trade Center illegally, went up there in the dead of the night. Then you might think that you already kind of know what's going to happen, but really this is an exceptional film. It's a love letter to the World Trade Centers, the Twin Towers, and for those of us who lived in New York during 9/11 and who have spent a lot of time in the World Trade Centers, including dancing in the windows of the world, this movie really just gets you right in the soft spot. It's hard not to love it. But I would say that what will get this movie Oscar nomination and what is undoubtedly going to win an Oscar for visual effects, or it's going to win some Oscars, I think, for some of the visuals, is the sequence when he walks across the tightrope between the buildings, the 3D IMAX, which is the only way this movie should be allowed to be seen. It will take your breath away. It's like being on a roller coaster. The adrenaline, the pit of your stomach, it goes back to turn of the century Lumiere brothers rushing locomotive train toward train towards the screen. It really captures what cinema was meant to capture, which is just the exhilarating thrill of visuals. You can go somewhere else if you want to see the theater, if you want to be moved by the story arc, because this baby is all visuals, and that's what Zemeckis has always done.